One of the things that strikes you about the Forrester Johns is how ambitious they are. Many of them were born into poor families, had very little education, very few opportunities in the world. But they saw that there's an opportunity in the Dharma, and they went for it. They gave themselves to the practice, held themselves to high standards. To talk about going to see a John Munn, one of the things that impressed him was how clean and neat his places were, the sections of the forest where he and his close students lived. And John Munn held everybody to a very high standard, just in simple things like cleanliness, but also in how precise and circumspect they were in observing their own minds. It's important to remember this, because sometimes when we hear about the Buddhist virtue of contentment, it sounds like you just be okay with whatever you've got. But it's more a principle of making the most of what you've got. All the monks of the forest tradition were very skilled. They didn't have that many things to, in terms of material things. But they did have skills that made the most of what material things they had. They're the same in the practice. What do you have? You have the breath. You've got the body. You don't just sit here with the breath and the body as they are any old which way. You ask yourself, when the Buddha says you get the mind into concentration, this sense of ease, pleasure, rapture even, where's it going to come from? It's going to come from what you've got right here, right now. So you don't just sit with what you've got right here, right now. You poke around. You experiment. Realizing that you may not have many things here to entertain you, any things to interest you. But you do have the breath. You can entertain yourself with the breath. You can interest yourself with the breath. Get interested in the breath. And see what potentials and possibilities it has. When the Buddha talks about elements in the body, earth, water, wind, and fire, those are potentials. They can vary greatly. There can be a lot of warmth in your body or very little. A lot of coolness or very little. You can get lightheaded or you can feel very heavy. It's not just a matter of whatever happens on its own. You begin to realize that you have some agency in this. This is the important part of contentment. There's so many Buddhist teachings out there that deny your agency. Everything is, they say, is the result of causes and conditions, and the implication is that it's beyond your control. But the way the Buddha taught causality, he taught it in such a way that you play a huge role in deciding what to do with causes and conditions as they come in. Because without your present input, there wouldn't be any experience of results of your past actions. So what you're doing right now is important. This is why we meditate, sitting with our eyes closed, watching the breath, so we can see our minds clearly. What are we doing right now? What are we contributing right now? We don't have that many resources as we sit here, but we do have the mind and our ability to observe. And that makes all the difference. That's where skill comes from. The basis for success. There's desire to do this. Then there's persistence. You stick with it. There's intent. You pay careful attention to what you're doing. And then you use your powers of analysis. To judge the results of what you're doing. And if they're not going well, you use your ingenuity. Trying to figure out what could be better. May not seem to be much to work with, but be content with the fact you've got this and a lot can be done with it after all. When the Buddha came to awakening, what was he doing? He was watching his breath. His breath, your breath, they're not all that different. What was different was the qualities of the mind that he brought to it. Qualities of the heart that he brought to it, his ardency, his resolution, his heedfulness. So try to understand this principle of contentment. It's not simply being okay with whatever comes up. It means looking at what you've got and saying, there must be something good that I can make out of what I've got. You don't sit here wishing for something else to come along. Everything you need for awakening is right here. So content yourself with being right here and then watching, trying things out, experimenting, learning from your mistakes. Not just falling back into the same old ruts again and again and again. Because you do have this quality of the mind that the Buddha said is radiant. The radiance doesn't mean that it's pure or that it's awakened. What it means is that you can observe yourself. When there's an intention in the mind, you can see the intention if you look carefully. We spend so much of our time covering things up that we can't learn from them. But if you are willing to look at what you've got, look at what you're doing, you can see that there's some potentials here. You don't have to just put up with things. Contentment means you take what you've got and you work with what you've got. It's like being a good cook. Some cooks can take really good food and ruin it. Others can take food that's a little bit rotten, but they can still make something good out of it. Even better is when you've got good ingredients and you've got your good skills. But the skills are there for times when the ingredients are not all that good. So contentment means making the most of what you've got, realizing that what you've got has lots of potentials. And you put in the energy to figure out how to make the most of those potentials. That's when you really understand this virtue.